dance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots! I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melly. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. Give me the thumbs up, you guys. Don't forget to hit that like button right now, and let's get it. We're going to talk about several things today. There's a lot of hubbub, of course. And whenever there's so much hubbub on the internet, it makes me think, okay, well, what are they doing behind the scenes to try to get us all focused on the shiny little toy over here? But really, it's not that shiny of a toy. We're going to talk about this Garcia person who has been taken to El Salvador, and it's caused this whole big stir with the Supreme Court and all that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some really cool things about this task force, this chemtrail task force. It cannot come a minute too soon, can it, you guys? And then I have a beautiful verse for you at the end I think that you'll really, really like. I've got actually two, but one at the very end I'm going to share. And let's see, we also have the Zuckerberg trial. Y'all want to hear the latest on Mark Zuckerberg getting in trouble? I'm very excited, and this is very likely going to be a trust buster situation. If you are new here, I don't know why I've got that up. Oh, that was my buddy MJ, who was with me the other day. So this is our website right here. I've been working on stuff. Never mind. Let me try it again. Let me do it this way. Duplicate and do it like this. And this is freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. This is our site. I have tons of free stuff over there for you to check out. Let me see if I can get it to click. Come on, little dude. You can do it. Bam. There we go. So this is the website, freedomforce.live. Tons of resources over there for you. A thousand. Literally 1,000 plus videos over there since we got started. You know, didn't intend to do a video channel, but when I realized how this is biblical, I'm like, that is what I need to be telling everybody the good news. I'm so thankful to get to do this job. Thank you, Lord. This is a fun job. This is very good news. Make sure you always share this because everyone needs to know this good news. There's no matter what all the twists and the turns and all the mayhem and the craziness, we are going to be set free from these creeps. And that's all there is to it. There's no other way about it. But anyway, this is the video channel right here. All the videos are right here under videos. Imagine that. I have tons of other resources for you over there about the constellations and biblical astronomy and the flags of the tribes of Israel, like the original symbols. Anyway, so lots of great information for you over there. And here is my social media. Don't forget to follow the social media. I've got things to share with you today that you might not even see on the regular social media. So definitely go ahead and follow those so you can be sharing all this great stuff. Here is actually the end times page. If you want to learn more about the end times, the wonderful truth about the end for them and 1,000 years of us. And you can also see on this one how you can see. That's not the one. You can see on here. The playlist for the all the studies that we have done. We're on number 23, I think 24 this week. So make sure you do your homework, and you can find out, if you've missed any of them, you can go back and catch up, because it's really important that we come out of that brainwashing. All right, let's get started. Like I said, don't forget, hit the like and the subscribe and the share, and make sure your bell is rung so you get notified when we do videos. All right, so I'm loving Carolyn Leavitt. I'm loving her. She is amazing. Okay, so does anybody feel the way I do about all of this, begging to get this criminal, this alien, back into our country? Is anybody else thinking this, you know, entered the Twilight Zone? So they're all in hair on fire because they don't want President Trump to have send these people, these anyone, out of the country to be held in a prison outside of our country. Well, first of all, just before I get even let you listen to wonderful Caroline Leavitt, the one of the main things that people need to understand is this man Garcia is from El Salvador. He does not have the right to be here. And even if Biden has given everyone a blanket, like, okay, you can just go in and be part of our country and we'll call you in 3 years type of thing. That's the, you know, that's what, maybe he had something like that, some blanket deal. That does not mean that President Trump cannot, doesn't have the authority to get rid of this guy. And he's a citizen of El Salvador, not America. So this whole thing is so messed up. But let's just tell the truth about it. The bottom line is they're scared to pieces that they're next. And he's even said that. President Trump even said that that he wants to deport all the criminals out of our country. He's going to have so-and-so look at that. So he's toying with them. He is toying with them because they know they are guilty of treason. They're guilty of crimes against our country, and they're going to be in prison. They're seeing every step along the way that it's moving in that direction. And we see it, whether, you know, other people may not see it, but, and they may not realize that they've committed serious crimes, as in treason. All right. So then you've got, so many of the people are freaking out. You know, these news people are freaking out. So all of the people, a lot of people are freaking out about this. And I'm going to give you some great talking points on it. So the first one is really from Caroline Leavitt. But they're trying to get everybody else to go, no, you can't. You know, this is against the Constitution and denying them their rights and all that. The reason they're saying that is because they are afraid that the hammer's going to come down on them. Okay, so let's first talk about, let's listen to what Caroline says, because this reporter asks a question about, you know this immigrant being kicked out. He's such a wonderful father, and he's from Maryland, and he's a pillar of the community, basically, all of a sudden, right? So check it out.
I have them right here, but what I might ask is, why not release the same information for those who were deported to El Salvador?
Well, first of all, the information was released by the Department of Homeland Security. The individuals on the flights to El Salvador are foreign terrorists, and those are counterterrorism operations. They are much different than the arrests and final order of removals that you see on a day-to-day basis that law enforcement agents are conducting around the country.
Okay, there's her answer. This is a, we're removing criminal terrorists out of the country, and this is a military operation. This is not a really from the immigration status. This is even about it, someone doing something illegal in our country. This is about a military operation that is going on. Okay, so I'm going to play it one more time for you because it's really very good to understand the difference. And so he's expecting people who are in our country illegally to have the same rights as citizens, okay? And so if you're here illegally, you've already broken that law and you have to go. And if we take, let's just be honest, if we took, you know, 10 years, it'd take how many years to process millions and millions and millions of people to prove whether they were here legally or illegally or citizens or not citizens, and the expense and the time, it would be outrageous. We'd never, never finish. It would be like trying to drain the ocean one drop at a time. Okay, so anyway, listen to her one more time.
Terrorism operations, they are much different than the arrests and final order of removals that you see on a day-to-day basis. Department of Homeland Security. The individuals on the flights to El Salvador are foreign terrorists, and those are counterterrorism operations. They are much different than the arrests and final order of removals that you see on a day-to-day basis that law enforcement agents are conducting around the country.
That information was not, to that detail, was not released by DHS.
I just told you the reason. It was a counterterrorism operation, a deportation of foreign terrorists.
I just told you. I love her. She is not at all playing. She's taken a lesson from President Trump. She says, I just told you this was a counterterrorism activity, operation. This is not something with where it's citizens. This is a counterterrorism operation that was going on.
Not illegal criminals who have been convicted of heinous crimes living in our American communities. It's two different things. Foreign terrorists, illegal immigrant criminal, two different things, two different definitions. You should look them up.
You should look it up. And not just him. They're all, that's all they can talk about. And she's sitting there going, I cannot believe the only questions that I'm taking are about this topic. Now, we did have a patriot there, or two, so, shockingly, in the White House press room who were asking questions that were valid. But this is all they want to talk about. And that tells you right there, it's because they are afraid. First of all, these are their people. and the people of, you know, let's say their boss's criminal cohort, okay? Number two, they're afraid the same thing's going to happen to them, that they're going to be held to an account and they're going to be sent off to this terrible, horrible prison in El Salvador. President Trump even told President Bukele that he should get busy making some more prisons because we've got more. Did you hear that? I had shared that on social media. Okay, so this lady right here, Professor MJ Cleveland, at Prof MJ Cleveland, I'll go ahead and pop that into the chat. If you guys, there's her X account. If you guys want to follow her, she's, you know, very, very, very good. Okay, she's very intelligent. She's an attorney. She knows all the law and just very, very, up on all of this information. And I'd like to play the whole thing for you. Actually, here's a clip that's maybe just a 1 minute 42. So there was a longer piece that they had that he interviewed her on. And so I would really encourage you to watch that too. And what it goes back to is Article 2, where these are the delineated powers of President Trump or of any president. And so there's a separation of powers in our country. And she said most people don't understand that. They don't see that we have a separation of powers. So you know, they just don't, you know, they figure, oh, well, the courts are over the presidency. No, they're not. They're separated powers. Each one has delineated powers. And that's one of the major problems in our government is that they are all, you know, cross-pollinating. And that's, you know, President Trump is not going to have that. And actually, the Supreme Court did rule and say, you know, basically, he has the right to do what he needs to do as commander-in-chief to keep our country safe. This is really what it boils down to. So listen to Prof. MJ Cleveland.
Blatantly, factually false that I can't remember them all. Garcia was not a legal resident. The Supreme Court did not order him to be returned to the United States. They did not order him to facilitate the return of Garcia. They ordered him, they also did not rule against Trump. They actually ruled for Trump by saying, look, that order that said you had to facilitate and basically obtain his return or his was beyond the authority. And we are going to cut out that time frame and we're going to send it back for clarity. The only thing the court did is it's.
That's what the court did. The Supreme Court did is sending it back for clarity because this must not be what you mean, lower court, because you don't have the authority to tell President Trump what to do and what not to do. So we're sending it back to you for clarity on this, because clearly you do not have that authority. And we know that you know that, right?
Said, we want you, judge, to clarify your directive. And the judge hasn't clarified her directive. The court also did not say you have to facilitate the return. The court said it was appropriate to order Trump to facilitate the release from prison. The entire order of the Supreme Court was cagey. It was giving half directives, half recommendations, so much so that you have all of those people on the left going on air saying blatantly false things about what the court ordered.
Margo, hang on for one second. Hang over one second. It's perfect. We're going to take a short commercial.
That's what's happening right now. There's so much going on the news right now, and they it's almost like they intentionally made it muddy so that this would give cover for these mainstream media people and these judges to continue with all this trying to to scare everyone and to hopefully prevent these them from being, you know, this from happening to them, right? That they can stop it in its tracks right now, then they will never be the ones who are held to an account for their crimes. This is really what it's about. I guess I'm sure you guys know that. I'm sure you guys do. All right. So I thought that was really good how she was. She didn't say it in that clip, but she talked about the article too, that they don't have the right, and that's really what's behind them saying to clarify. Okay. And all right. So then I wanted you to see. So you might want to watch more of that one. I haven't shared that clip, but the whole thing. But that one was good. All right. So here, Gutfeld goes on a rampage today, and he says he does not care, and really goes down to what I was saying before: is that how long would it take for us to go through the courts with all these people who've been given a blanket ability to come into our country? Okay, and really. What that boils down to is, you know, that Biden was not even a president, you know, a duly elected president. He had no authority to do such a thing as that. That's up a whole different, you know, can of worms. But anyway, so he's also talking about this man. All of a sudden, Garcia is supposedly this great pillar of the community. Check it out. I thought he did a great job.
Send them back. And you're going to be treated like a villain every single step of the way. Because adults fix the problems that children's cause. And sometimes the adults have to do big stuff to fix the big problems that were caused by Democrats, who are in this case are the children. As for this, you know, why are they talking about this disappear fear? It's because a bat signal went up. Last week it was chaos. Now it's disappear fear. You put it on the mountain of imaginary concerns, along with paper straws, the climate apocalypse, Russian collusion, white supremacy, Musk is a Nazi. This is what I mean when you can feel the narrative. You can feel it. You go like, oh, now I understand this. This whole thing, this guy is nothing more than a tool that is being used to subvert the needs and concerns of the American public. This is why they're latching on to it. You mentioned how the deportation, in a way, has the same issues as the invasion. It's a mirror. Biden opened the border, millions came in, and surely murderers and rapists were part of that. Now we're deporting hundreds of thousands, and surely one or two might not be criminal. However, compare the error. In one of these errors, Americans don't die. At worst, a guy gets sent to a country he doesn't want to go to. You know what? I can live with that.
Into a prison camp? Not just out.
Okay. That was kind of wild that he said that. He, in another part, he says, let's say if you're in have you picked tickets for a baseball game and somebody comes in and sits on your seat. Let me see if I can find that clip.
Really hard to be a good citizen. He's really, that's not on me. That's my seat. We are not responsible for the faulty process that allowed him to be here before. Is he a terrorist? Is he not a terrorist? I don't care. Let me give you an analogy. This will be good for you because you like sports. You walk down your box seats. There's somebody sitting in your seat. And you go, why is this guy sitting in my seat? And they go, well, he's not supposed to be there. But, you know, he's a family man. He's got a job. It's like, yeah, but, that's not on me. That's my seat. Don't you have a process for having him leave that seat? Yes, we do. Can he go back to his seat? Why doesn't he go back to his seat? It's not my concern where that seat is. He's got to go. Yes, but did you know he's been trying really hard to be a good citizen? He's really quiet. You know, he's not making, no.
Really great point, Gutfeld. Really great point. And so this is the thing. You know, they're in our country. That's on him. That's his problem. Put yourself in his shoes. Would you come to some other country? Would in your wildest dreams, and not to mention the fact that they've taken Social Security money and hotels and all the rest of it, would you imagine? Can you imagine doing such a thing as that in some other country? Of course not. You would never do such a thing as that. And so this person has to get out. He's in my seat. He's in my seat, and he has to go wherever he goes. That's it. That's not my concern, really. And so, no doubt, he is a citizen of El Salvador, and he has to go back to El Salvador anyway. So, I thought that was some really great things to share. Now, this guy. Let's see if I can find this one clip. Okay, this was maybe right here. Oh, did I delete it? No, that one's something else. All right. So yeah, the Krasenstein, you know, the guy who's always just really very aggravating on social media. One of the many, goes on to say about, where is that one? Where is it? Okay. That's not it. Nope. Hang on real quick. I'm going to see if I can find it. I guess it accidentally got deleted. Okay. So he is saying, you know, that this person was not, has not been given due process, okay? And so that's how President Trump is going against the Constitution, and so you would not have due process either. Let me tell you, he is not a citizen. The same rights do not apply to him that apply to us. Here we are and also Miss Judge Jeanine said at the end, she says that he had been proven that he was not a citizen. Check this out.
Citizen, they would just call him a MAGA extremist.
Two courts that ruled he had his due process.
Yeah. Nope.
Two courts ruled that he had his due process. So all this machinations, imagine all the time that is being spent on this topic right now. Just even for me talking about this on this video, but it's all throughout X, all the social media, all the mainstream media, that's all they want to talk about. Just imagine that times however many millions of people came across our border, it would be the end of the world. It would be it would be so detrimental. That would destroy our country just right there. So we have to make sure that President Trump has his second Article 2 powers to be able to remove people who are in our country illegally, okay? Despite whatever promises Biden gave to them illegally. He did not have the authority to do some blanket amnesty. He didn't have the authority to do that or to say, oh, well, yeah, it's not amnesty, but it's 4 years down the road and we'll call you type of thing. All right. All right. So that's what's going on right there. It's a pretty hot topic. And so Krasenstein is always trying to muddy the waters and try to get people to rail on Trump. And so we're not having it because President Trump is fighting for America. All right. You guys, did you see this? I'm sure you saw this, you know, this terrible video. And let's just be honest. You and I were so horrified that this helicopter would fly, just drop out of the sky. We didn't even think about if it matched the helicopter in the picture. Look at that. That's a white helicopter. Clearly, this is not the same helicopter. I mean, I didn't really think about it. I don't know if you guys thought about it, but it didn't cross my mind that this was not the same helicopter. You know, it's just, anyway, okay, let me show you this video because this does not look right. Check this out.
He's gonna know.
Ah. Okay, so this helicopter is falling out of the sky. Can you see it, you guys? It's black. It's a solid black helicopter. And here they were boarding for takeoff. And this is supposed to be the helicopter that they pulled out of the East River. Or whatever, Hudson, whatever it is. Whatever river they pulled out. That is supposedly, that doesn't make any sense. Now, you know, and I haven't seen if that's the latest, if that was actually the video of showing the actual helicopter that came out of the water. Either way, it something does not look right to me on that. It's black. It's a black helicopter that's falling out of the sky. Let me go back to that one. It's a black helicopter falling out of the sky. It does not look at all like this one right here that they supposedly got into. So what is going on? You know, had you guys seen anything? I want to read on the chat what you guys have seen about this because this does not look right at all. Okay, so now, you know, what has 17 told us about some of these things? Okay, so now I found it. Did I find it? I think I found it finally. Hang on real quick. That's the one. That's the one. Okay, let me go back real quick. Let me go back. So this is what he was saying before. I was gonna show this to you. I knew I had that clip. Okay, this is where that Brian Krasenstein, that's the guy I'm talking about. Krasenstein is his account. And he's always, I mean, for even since President Trump's first term, he is always trying to cause all kinds of havoc in the MAGA movement. And he's just like the mouthpiece of the bad guys. And I mean, every time Trump would post, he would be on it like that. So I don't even think he's a real person. I think it's just a bot. But either way, it says the Attorney General of the U.S. blatantly lied not once, but four times in a matter of seconds. Okay, so this is, of course, the mouthpiece of the enemy. Number one, no court has ever ruled that he was an MS-13 gang member. The accusation came from a single informant. Yes, again, they're trying to force us to go through all this legal process and all this expense, which would bankrupt our country even more than we already are, for an illegal alien. So, you know, that's a situation where these people, you know, this can't happen. This if someone comes into our country, then this is a, the problem is we're not going to be able to go down that road. We would never finish going down that road. All right. Number two, the no card has ruled that Brego Garcia was in the U.S. illegally. Again, Ms. Judge Janine said, yes, that two courts had given him due process. Okay, and so this is the withholding of removal status. Prior to deportation, he was not here illegally. That's what he says. Okay, again, this is just what he is saying. An immigration judge granted him withholding of removal status. I think that's what they call it when they've said, hey, we're not going to remove you right now. It's all on hold. We're not, you know, just sit tight and we'll process you. Just come on in and then we'll deal with this in 3 or 4 years. Okay. So that's what they're saying. He's not here illegally. So that begs the question, really. Okay. Then when these people are, you know, here forever because of some, you know, because it would take us forever to process these, that's basically blanket amnesty. And that is something Biden did not have the power to do. Okay. So this is the thing. So if I were here illegally, I would get my documentation done as soon as possible, if not sooner, some kind of documentation. And that's what they have not been doing. And they're here, you know, illegally. And so that's what you get. Like I said before, I would never in a million years imagine going to some other country and being in there without having some kind of documentation. I can't imagine it. And it would be on me if something happened and someone says, okay, whatever. You have no rights. I cannot imagine a person being willing to do that. It's hard enough when you are a citizen of a country to get the rights that